Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What we know now about how things can go in New York versus, you know, places like Texas and Florida and so forth, where would you start investing your money? Especially if you wanted to, I don't know, develop real estate or stuff like that. Well, folks, I think the answer is becoming pretty clear. A lot more people are starting to really wonder about what does it mean to have the state or the prosecutor come down on you like a ton of bricks because you're in the political game in some way, shape, or form. That's pretty scary out there. I know that, folks. All right. Welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. That's right. We made it to Wednesday. We can start to see the weekend from here. That's pretty good. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we go through hour number three of the program here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send us a direct message, And you can simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. Well, speaking of being off and running, it's time to bring back Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we'll get back here in a moment to the primary and so forth and what's happening and the issue of unity. That's going to be very important early on. But the case of the Houthis continues to dog us, doesn't it? There was a report earlier, pictures of a British flagged vessel that is now sinking in the Red Sea. They've evacuated the crew, but there's a potential environmental disaster that's going on, and all this was caused by the Houthis.
The Houthis are an Iranian proxy Islamic militia. Now let's go back to the Obama administration for a moment, because the Obama administration with Wendy Sherman and John Kerry and Trita Parsi and, you know, so many other organizations and operatives created a system, a mission, which I would they say is successful, of placing Iran as a good entity on the world stage. And with that, they gave them the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action for Iranian nuclear program. There were some side deals in that, and, you know, lots of things were happening. Including the fact that, allegedly, Iran cannot build a nuclear weapon, but they can build missiles. Mm-hmm. Where are these missiles now with the Houthis?
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, Russia has been buying Iranian missiles. So the fact that we have a big problem going on, we haven't even spoken about Hamas. But this conflict between Russia and Ukraine and with what Russia has and what Russia is doing to Ukraine, with what the Houthis are doing in the Red Sea and in the Middle East, at least of which includes also Iraq and Syria, and what is happening with Hamas in Israel, is all truly of the making, early making of the Obama administration. And I think that needs to absolutely be told in truth and context and history.
Well, and most people would not be surprised either. You know, with
and so so what Biden is doing is really protecting still Iran and what happened in the Obama administration, of which he was a part of.
Exactly. But of course, direct confrontation with Iran would be the one thing that would cause a major escalation in this. But but you're often talking, Denise, about some of these alternatives. At least, I mean, even in the meantime, we could jam them, electronically. We could do all kinds of other things, sanctions and all this other stuff. But there just doesn't seem to be the stomach for it. But what you're talking about is that, well, they've kind of helped build them up to begin with.
Precisely right. And I'll tell you who the two early advocates were, because they were so afraid of an escalation of war with Iran. And that was, at the time, it was General Mattis and Rex Tillerson.
Right. Remember Tillerson, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody wants a war. And they were all too afraid that we were going to do this, this, and this to Iran, there would be a war. Well, we got one now, don't we? And it's a whole lot more expensive today than it ever was.
Well, that's right. That's right. You know, typically on the international stage, to actually have a cargo ship that's sinking in the Red Sea, that would seem to me to be something that would create a lot more attention. And if only for the environmental disaster portion of this, because it's carrying some 22,000 pounds of fertilizer, basically.
So.
And fuel. Yeah.
Right. So how do you fix all of this? the entire Obama administration broke it. The Biden administration, because all the same people are in the Biden administration that were in the Obama administration, are trying to fix it. But are they trying to fix it?
Or are they trying to look like they're fixing it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Precisely.
The same way with the border. I'm going to do an executive order. I look like I'm doing something.
Right. And so what it has really caused here is such division. Nobody wants to help out Ukraine. We're tired of sending money over to Ukraine. Well, we're not sending money to Ukraine. 90% of the money, in fact, I think the number was 94% of the money, is staying here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Stay right there, Denise, if you would, because we're going to hit the first break here this hour. And folks, we implore you to stay there as well, because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one, hour number three, roll.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the Wednesday edition, hour number three, rolls along, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, well, we're having fun across the overnight hours in America. Welcome to everybody, of course, listening along the GCN network. We are glad to have you with us this morning. GCN, of course, works very hard for the program. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate them so very, very much. And we appreciate you as well. And while we're at it, we appreciate Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, this primary that happened in Michigan, you know, was, you know, pretty significant. The unity issue, as you're talking about, for Republicans, that is something that absolutely has to be addressed. But also this uncommitted number of votes from what were described in an AP article, I believe it was AP, as people who are disillusioned with Biden's handling of the Gaza war. But what it failed to say, as I recall, was the fact that they were really mad because they thought Hamas, you know, did the right thing, basically. I mean, this is crazy time.
Well, we have invited and protected Islamists that are so pro-Palestinian that it is affecting not only policy, it is affecting conflict, it is affecting a military conflict, education. I mean, and let's not forget that what's going on in Dearborn will be the same thing that will happen in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We've invited in and accepted so many of these Afghans, and I think that they could end up in the same place. So what we, you know, we're not going to get along, and it's broken, and there is no fix to that. It's pretty apparent to me there is no fix. So you've got a block of people that you know are saying that Putin is a good guy and we don't want to support Ukraine. You got a block of people that are saying that the Palestinians and Hamas are the good people and shame on Israel. And look where we are. What we do is we throw resources and money at it, and then you end up dividing Congress. Who's not going to come together. And, oh, by the way, you've got a district representative in Rashida Tlaib, and least of which will soon be Ilhan Omar, you know, those in part of the squad, that are fracturing, you know, all kinds of things that should be, I guess, some kind of what otherwise would be a cohesive mission set by our government, but not so much. So I don't see a fix to it, personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, yeah, it's an incredibly, you know, untenable bad situation.
Yeah. Add on top of that, you know, where we are with these migrants that are coming to the United States from everywhere. So we have these layers of issues that we're compounding the problem here in the United States, where domestic policy is affecting pretty much every government agency, even down to the state level. I don't see a fix. I just don't. I want to. I think there can be, mm-hmm. but I don't think that there's a willingness to do it.
Well, again, it's this notion that, you know, there at one time, and, you know, I'm not trying to overly romanticize this, but at one time there seemed to be a much more solid foundation of common beliefs, even between Republicans and Democrats. It might be, well, we want to spend this much money to fix this problem. Well, we don't want to spend that much money. You guys want to overspend all the time. You know, it's that kind of thing. But they kind of agreed that, you know, we needed to move forward in order to get to some solution. And there just was a more common value, more common values that were shared. But nowadays, as you're describing this, what's happening is that it's like our domestic policy now has to be seen through the lens of all the foreign policy all the time.
Well, and if you're not going to spend government money, if that's not there, what was happening? Well, the left was going to all these corporations saying, you need to support us. So you ended up with, you know, the Coca-Colas and the IBMs and the Disneys and, you know, the Nikes and, you know, all of that. So they, and Budweiser, so they all came into the mix. And then they expanded that to this whole woke thing. And so, I mean, Kyle, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't get a radar fix on this stuff.
No.
And, well, you know, turning back over, speaking of the Middle East and Hamas and everything, this from the New York Post, the U.S. Airman, Aaron Bushnell, who, you know, set himself on fire, basically.
He's dead.
Yeah. He's according to the report, he's claimed to have classified knowledge that U.S. forces are actually down in the Gaza tunnels. You know, what do you make of that? You know, is there any confidence that what he would have evidently said to somebody might have any veracity?
He was, Andy Ngo had done a pretty good deep dive on him. As it turns out, he was also an advocate of Antifa. So I would be rather dismissive.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I figured as much. I mean, because obviously that's a very radical act to do. And it just seems like if you're going to blow the whistle, there are other ways to blow it you know, not have to do
well,
this.
Well, it wasn't a whistle to be blown.
Yeah, well, exactly. But if that were the case, you know, there would be other channels, and because this would be a huge story. Now it's just somebody who's obviously who was disturbed or had this kind of terrible affiliation with the terrible organization. But at any rate, you know, this kind of stuff we see, it, you know, this goes back, I remember, in the Vietnam era, you know, we saw things like this happen, mm-hmm. this kind of stuff.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Well, and then also, of course, what do you make of the Border Patrol union president? You know, he's been very critical of Joe Biden, so they did not ask him to be part of the president's junket, you know, to the border. But Donald Trump is going to talk to this guy, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing is going to be very sanitized when both Biden and Trump go to the border. So, what Trump will do is certainly try to expose as much as he possibly can. And what Biden's going to do is, it's a Potemkin village. What's going to happen there? So, he's really forced to go to the border because of these discussions, certainly the discussions they had at the White House yesterday. He still wants money. And Speaker Johnson said, you don't need the money. You just need to reverse your executive orders.
Right. So he's been saying that all along.
He has.
Yeah. And then Karine Jean-Pierre comes out and says, I don't even think Mike Johnson knows exactly what he wants at the border. I couldn't believe that. I mean, I believe she said it, but, you know, they're really reaching at this point.
Well,
you said it all right there.
Lies work for this administration. At least they think they do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. And they are so exacerbated by this. And I just can't imagine. And especially, I don't know if you saw the interview with Katie Porter, you know, asking about, you know, this horrible...
I saw a snippet of it.
Yeah, the grisly murder of the young woman. This, you know, and Katie Porter says, well, you know, it's violent crime and, you know, but we don't want to let that overshadow, you know, our overall border policy. We shouldn't form our policy on one thing like this. I'm just paraphrasing her. And I think, you know, talk about being outraged. I think that in and itself would cause outrage to respond like that. Yeah.
They're so detached.
Yep, indeed. We'll stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We'll open up the telephone lines. And we are coming right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. As lawmakers rush to avert a partial government shutdown, border funding and aid to Ukraine have emerged as significant hurdles. House Speaker Mike Johnson underscored that border security remains the primary focus for Republicans, prioritizing it over any spending measures related to Ukraine or Israel. In February, consumer confidence dropped. The Consumer Confidence Index, as reported by the Conference Board, dropped by nearly 4 points following 3 consecutive months of improvement. The board's chief economist attributed the decline in February to persistent uncertainty surrounding the U.S. economy. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, I hate bossing up, baby. Keep on working for the same old time to quit.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, I think this just reinforces the idea that we're having fun here on the program, here on this Wednesday edition. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine along with or ask a question of Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Of course, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. All right. Well, without further ado, let's bring Denise Simon back in. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we do have the lines lighting up here, so maybe we'll head right over to the telephone line here real quick. We've got Backgammon Bob, who's got a question or comment for you, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Denise.
Hello. Did you see on Fox News where they $1.7 trillion bill was passed? I forgot what it was passed for, but apparently there wasn't a quorum enough to pass it. And then somebody said, I think they used what they call a proxy vote rule where they could pass something that was passed back during the pandemic and stuff like that. Where are the Republicans when that happens? We're always worried about spending money and stuff like that. Seems to me that somebody was asleep at the switch on that one.
Good question. What do you think, Denise?
I think he may be referring to where A.G. Paxton from Texas actually sued because of a provision in it, and it was deemed unconstitutional. So I'm not sure what happens next. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be definitely a major problem. If you can prove that an omnibus spending bill like that was unlawfully passed, well, then I suppose that there would be some pretty big consequences for that.
Well, I don't know what the consequences can be anymore. I mean, we got a president,
yeah.
Right? And we've got a president that you know, where's the consequence from he defying two Supreme Court rulings and admits it that he did, you know, especially on student loans. So where's the consequence? My sense is, you know, yesterday I was actually thinking about it, is I don't know what the campaign advertising is going to, presidential campaign advertising is going to look like, but I you know, going into November, but I would think here at some point it could get to be really quite interesting with what ads could be out there and what ads should be out there, you know, on what this Biden administration has done, and being in defiance of the Supreme Court, with immigration policy, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, I mean, there's plenty of material that the Republicans and the Political Action Committee have to destroy, you know, any and all parts of the Democrats and what they've done. And I mean, the list is very long.
Well, you know, you mentioned about consequences, and unfortunately, you know, somebody could say, well, that ship has sailed. In other words, how do you ever unwind something that was already done unless it's something for the future? But this is part and parcel many times of how the Democrats operate, especially when Nancy Pelosi was in charge of things and so forth. It's like, well, you know, it's already done. You know, what are you going to do about it now?
Well, that's it. You know, if you defy a Supreme Court ruling, what do you do as a president? What do you do? Do you send the U.S. Marshals in to, you know, arrest a president? I mean, what do you do? I mean, I gotta believe that you know, lawyers and White House counsel and all of that, they're just going, there's nothing they can do, so we're going with it.
Well, in many ways too, when we first saw the you know, student debt forgiveness, you know, Joe Biden and the lawyers, as you mentioned, I think you're exactly right about that. You know, they knew that would eventually be struck down, or it would be found to not be possible, but they kind of do it anyway because they know it takes time to work through the system, and then they also get the political benefit of many of the young people saying, I like that Joe Biden. He forgave my student debt loan, that kind of thing.
Well, the migrants like him too, so.
So that should speak volumes, right?
And it does.
It does. It does speak volumes. Well, back at me, Bob, we appreciate the call. Do you have another comment for Denise before you go?
Yes, I just wanted to say one more thing on the border and stuff like that. The states just have to defy the federal government. Just totally ignore them. Just say, sorry, you want to come, just like the president ignores lawful orders? States got to do the same thing. Texas got to form their own militia. Arizona, all these border states, they just got to do it.
All right. Well, thanks, Pat Gamma Bob. We appreciate the call very much. And especially Denise, what's happening in Texas is not so much a defiance in this particular case as it is stepping in and doing what the federal government is supposed to be doing in the first place. And that's the crux of their argument.
Yeah, it's kind of like state vigilantism.
Well, right,
and,
right.
And interestingly enough, I've often said that I think the oil companies ought to do the same thing so they can drill.
In other words, have the state say, well, you can drill on this land. I guess, well, that would be a matter of defiance then if it was federally controlled.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's have a standoff.
Yeah.
See what it looks like.
Well, see, but this is, again, you know, part and parcel, though, too. You know, and, you know, I think that the Biden administration does things in order to create these controversies. They put, you know, put the line in the sand or throw down the gauntlet.
They're not thinking of any kind of consequence because there isn't one.
So, well, there won't be. Well, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So they're going to do what they want to do. And I hope somebody is smart enough to be putting things on a list. For what the next leadership needs to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, what regulations need to go away, what permits need to be approved, what executive orders need to be rescinded, you know, what audits need to happen, what clawbacks need to, you know, I mean, educate. I mean, you know, we can't talk about a state agency or federal agency that need some attention.
Well, but and of course, part and parcel of what the far left does is to create those areas of controversy, primarily to create the division. To say it's almost like to push it too far. You know, it's like, okay, well then, you know, state of such and such, and you go do that, and then that'll somehow play into our agenda that the states are going crazy and we need to have a much more powerful federal crackdown, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's almost as if they want to have an open, and I don't mean an open civil war, like a war, like, but what I mean to say, just open conflict amongst the states and the federal government, you know.
Well, that's where we are.
Yeah, as opposed to going through the actual process, and by abdicating the role the federal government's supposed to be playing, especially on the border, they force the issue themselves. And, you know, and nobody can fault Governor Abbott for doing what he's doing. In fact, he's doing it so well that they're coming over to California to cross over.
By design, the power and governing is supposed to be at the state level. The federal government is supposed to be almost a nothing. And it's gotten to the point where it's so twisted that the federal government extorts states. I mean, we can go all the way back to the days of block grants and subsidies and, you know, all these other kinds of stupid things that we have. Hey, you know, Colorado. Hey, California. We'll loan you money to do this, or we'll provide money, or we'll donate money, or whatever that is. But we need you to do this, this, and this. Okay? One of the biggest things, and I think a lot of people have forgotten this, was the transit system in California. Anybody remember that one that went bust?
Yep, indeed. Well, Denise Simon, great to talk to you this morning. You're not hearing this other places, folks. Thanks again, Denise. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
Take care. All right, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, everybody. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All right, the Wednesday edition continues on, everybody. And we're going to start heading for the top of the hour here in just a little bit, but not before we talk to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You want to head on over there, check out all the great stuff about Chris and his radio show and his podcast and all the other great stuff that he has to offer over there at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And once again, it's time to say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's interesting. It looks like there's going to be one less electric vehicle coming onto the market because we now understand that Apple is going to start, actually just dumping out of its electric car effort, we understand.
That was kind of a black box operation for them. They weren't really putting out much information in regards to what they were doing. Everybody kind of assumed and figured that they were working on something for some time, and they had thousands and thousands of people on this project. The thing is, they dropped it yesterday. News came out that they're not going in that direction. The stock went up as soon as they announced it. There was a market there for a period of time where, you almost had to be, you're a tech company looking into a myriad of things, plus not to mention the fact that, you know, government subsidies for EVs, and you know, the tide is shifting now, and people recognize, you know, maybe, you know, these subsidies are going to go away. Americans are tired of it. There's not going to be the demand for those cars. You're watching. It's a smart move. You know, you don't want to, you know, hold on to a loser for too long. You know, you see what's happening with Polestar and Rivian and Lucid and Fisker and all of these independent car companies. Smart move by Apple, you know, get back from that. I think they'll continue to work on their technology for cars, you know, expanding their Apple CarPlay and whatnot.
Well, indeed. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Apple CarPlay, because that seems to be a major selling point these days. If you're out looking at a car, a lot of times they'll have the satellite radio capabilities. But if they don't have CarPlay, a lot of people are you know, considering that as well, because they want to plug in their iPhone, basically, and have that just show up on their car's screen. So it's been quite an interesting development, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I go to rent a car somewhere, you know, the first thing I ask is, you know, does it have CarPlay in it? You know, I you know, need to use it for directions and whatever it may be. So, yeah, it's almost a must-have type of a thing at this point in time.
Well, indeed. Well, I'm glad you said the word must-have, because a lot of times people must have their cheeseburger and fries, basically. But we understand that Wendy's is now going to start looking at what they call surge pricing for some of their products in some of their areas, maybe as early as 2025. But as I understand it, Chris, surge pricing means that if there's a higher demand for something, they're going to adjust the price. Is that on the fly, do you think? Or, I mean, this seems to be a pretty significant change.
It is. Get a lot of people, you know, a little hot and bothered, but I think it's kind of a novel concept. You know, if you're going to have to raise your prices anyway, you could say to yourself, well, gee whiz, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, when people are coming in at the, you know, the normal rush hours, we'll charge this much. But it's almost like putting your food on sale. You come down when it's not as busy, which might attract more people at that point in time, and, you know, to bring them in the door. Again, kind of a novel, you know, concept. I mean, restaurants have been doing this for a while. I mean, you think about it, they do surge pricing on New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day and whatnot. This is basically doing it on a daily basis at a fast food joint.
Interesting. Yeah, so some people may say, well, I won't take lunch at the same time. I'll do it later when the prices aren't so much. Yeah, that's pretty interesting a way of adapting then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, different concept in regards to how things would be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, turning to the international stage, I saw something earlier today, and this has to do with Saudi Arabia. They're not really committing into this BRICS movement for financial, you know, international financial coalitions, basically. Is this really going anywhere? I mean, this whole thing is designed, as I understand it, to be a real challenge to the United States and the reserve currency, that kind of thing.
Stupid. I've been telling, it was a scare tactic. People were talking about it, you know, it's a demise and people are going to go in this direction. No, they're not. You take a look at China's economy, the command and control that takes place, the fact that their currency doesn't float in a normal way, and the government kind of dictates exchange rates. There's no way it's happening. And again, you know, why would they think that they'd be able to come up with a reserve currency over the euro? I mean, it's silly, you know, quite frankly. And again, you know, it's just big dreams by these countries, but you take a look at their economies and it's just, yeah, you can't compare. It's not going to happen.
Well, one of the things that we see in terms of the, you know, someone who tries to pull the fire alarm on something like this is to say, well, you know, tomorrow all of the oil could be only dealt with in a different currency, basically, maybe the euro or something else, and that would destroy the United States overnight, basically, economically. You know, but, yeah, it sounds like that's a lot of, you know what.
Listen, let me ask you a question. You know, why does Saudi Arabia and these countries there, they've been doing quite well with the way the system is. Why would they try to break something, you know, fix something that's not broken?
Right. I said, they continue to print money. I mean, they're not going to do that. I mean, they're self-interested.
Well, indeed, indeed. And but there's a lot of times when, you know, the, as I said, people try to pull the fire alarm on something. And a lot of that, too, I think, is to get attention. But speaking about attention, you know, you've got states like Texas and others that are taking attention away from states like New York at this point. In fact, Jamie Dimon is now, you know, contrasting the policies in Texas versus places like New York, certainly in light of what's going on right now with the Trump judgment. But overall, though, is there a sea change that could be happening in terms of where these companies will go, where investors will go?
It's already been happening. It's been happening for years. This is nothing new. I mean, I can't tell you how many financial companies have upped and left in New York over the years, and that trend is not going to change. That's going to continue. I mean, why would any new business or new enterprise set up shop in, you know, certain places like New York with the regulations and the taxes? You're not going to do that. I mean, I know there's the argument there. I was talking about this is where a lot of the kids go and college grads. Yeah, that used to be the case without a doubt. But, you know, that dynamic has changed. It really has. The other parts of the country have also become hot spots for college grads. And, you know, the thought of a kid from the Northeast, you know, going to Nashville or Austin back, you know, when I was in college was just, you know, nobody would do that. Now it's, you know, it's, yeah, people do it all the time.
Well, sure. And again, because I think it becomes not just more practical, you know, people feel that they maybe have a better chance of success, because the whole idea of creating that atmosphere, you know, that's one of the things that is incumbent upon government, right, is to you know, number one, kind of get out of the way, but also, you know, provide that atmosphere where people feel that they can be successful, as you mentioned about tax burden, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, it's part of, like I said, you know, that big plant that opens, well, it's opened, they said that they're going to open, has nothing on it, nothing's been done yet, that Micron technology plant outside of Syracuse, New York. They would have never set up shop there unless they were getting government money and, you know, were probably ordered to do so by Chuck Schumer. I mean, there's just no way that they would do that. I mean, it makes no sense as far as the economics are concerned. So, yeah, I mean, the only way you're opening up a major business or factory in some of these blue states is that you got to be getting some sort of tax deal or government break.
Right. But then with all the other stuff that comes with it, including things like crime, you know, and other things that might, you know, be getting out of control because the policies are so bad that they don't want to control that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's quality of life issues. And obviously those things are always taken into consideration. And again, you know, it's difficult right now for families in some of these urban areas based upon some of their sanctuary city things that they put into place that they're deciding, you know what, enough's enough.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, and you can hear him right here on AM860 The Answer as well. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Folks, we are coming back. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. We're coming back for hour number four. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.